Time now for business news. Starting tomorrow, freight trains hauling hazardous chemicals will have to take the long way around the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. A federal judge has given the District of Columbia permission to prevent hazmat shipments from passing within a couple of miles of the Capitol building. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
In its lawsuit against D.C. officials, CSX Transportation asked a federal judge to stop the city from enforcing an anti-terrorism law banning railway shipments of hazardous chemicals. U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan denied the request. He ruled that neither CSX nor Homeland Security officials have presented evidence proving they are protecting the trains. District of Columbia Attorney General Robert Spagnoletti.
At core, we think that the federal government has not yet done enough to protect the citizens of the District of Columbia, and they think that they have. The subsidiary question is whether or not the district can go ahead and take measures to protect the district in the way that it has.
In a written statement, CSX said it plans to appeal the ruling. The freight company says the district's bill invites other municipalities to try similar measures and could create what it calls a crazy quilt of laws governing railways. CSX says rails are one of the safest ways to move the material, and that the law could cause expensive railway disruptions and rerouting. Judge Sullivan says economic and administrative concerns shouldn't trump public safety in a city facing a disproportionately high risk of terrorism. But he also noted that the ruling may not necessarily apply to municipalities that try similar measures. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Washington.